This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, December 16th, 2009.
Kat, are you in there?
I'm here.
Do you have 15 seconds of fame?
Nah, I don't want to waste your time.
Okay. All right, this opens the Wednesday, December 16th, 2009 employee assembly meeting being held in B16 Bay Hall. The time is 12:24. And so call for any late additions to the agenda. Okay, hearing none. We have no scheduled business of the day. Report from employee elected trustee. Beth is not with us, and no report. I forgot to do the roll call. David Brooks.
Here.
Pempa Dungtong. Tanya Grove.
Here.
Linda Krolhau.
Here.
Ned LaSalle has emailed me saying that he's not able to attend. Leon Lawrence may be late. Alan Mittman.
Present.
Leslie Morris.
Here.
Gemma Osborne.
Here.
Tim Ostrander.
Here.
C.B. Phillips was not able to make it today due to work obligations. Jason Seymour present. Gary Stewart.
Hello.
And we have Ben Hebner from the GPSA and Peggy, Ari, and Amy from the Office of Assemblies. Report from the Faculty Senate Liaison.
I was not able to make the meeting, but I will report next time when the minutes are conducted. I scanned the agenda, didn't see anything that was directly relevant, but I will so advise.
Okay. Report from the chair. I don't have anything specifically to report. Again, this is going to be another working meeting to cover a lot of the different things of our committees. We definitely want to talk about any questions or anything about the resolution for the CARE Fund and see if we are all on board with that. And if so, I'd like to propose that at our next meeting we will do a vote. That will require a two-thirds affirmative vote of all members of the assembly, present or not, in order to pass. So I sent a little bit about that via email, and we'll discuss a little bit more about that as we go forward with proxy voting if you're not going to be in attendance. So we can go on to the approval of the minutes. It'll take a minute or so to review the December 2nd minutes. There's some minor grammatical additions that I believe we've been corrected, just a few letters here or there. If there's anything else, let me know, and then I will entertain a motion. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended via the email? Is there a second? Okay. All those in favor of approving our December 2nd minutes as amended, say aye.
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 Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Our December 2nd minutes are approved as amended. All right, moving on to executive committee reports.
We had no meeting last week. I know I was absent, and I believe the meeting was canceled.
Yeah,
there was no executive meeting last week.
Okay. We'll wait. Well, when Leon shows up, he will talk about Soup and Hope. Gary, did you want to talk about communications?
Well, I believe David's the chair of the communications committee, is that right? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well,
we just came out of the executive committee in mid-November. I think but I just mentioned it because I didn't want to step back.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it under communications then. Is there anything else for the executive committee?
Are we up to the communications?
No, not yet. Oh. Staff recognition and awards?
I have set up a meeting and I'm guessing that's going to be after we come back.
Okay. Communications committee and quarterly EA newsletter discussion?
It wasn't that long ago, maybe a month ago, we talked at one of our exec meetings about having a quarterly EA newsletter, like a blast email we could send out maybe four times a year, one page, just bulleted items, to send out information for our staff. And I touched on it a little bit with Mary Opperman, who was like, oh, it'll be all-consuming and so on and so forth. You really want to think about this because it'll sap all your time and energy. But with discussing it further with Gary, we don't think it would really be that big of a deal to put together a one-page quarterly newsletter to blast out to staff, especially with Gary's experience.
You know, go to one or both. It would be great.
What is that, January 20th, did you say?
It's the talent show.
I know, but
and also the first Wednesday. Oh, plus that's the date of employee assembly meeting, so I'm positive.
It only happens one or two.
Because when I looked at my calendar, I saw three meetings on there at the same time.
We'll have our employee assembly meeting at the Soup and Hope.
Okay.
We'll call the meeting to order and adjourn.
But they're all, as you know, events, you know, they don't happen and they all happen at the same time. But anyway, so I guess, and as I shared with Jason via email last night, our name is on the poster. Employee Assembly is on there. So
we will help publicize it in our first quarterly blast.
So what's the deal with the talent show? Isn't it like whoever signs up first is the talent? Isn't that right?
Not necessarily.
That's the thing I saw was like first.
Yeah, the first eight or something.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't need many.
But if someone sucks.
Last year there were six, and it was no, they're talented people. They're all very talented.
So what does this mean for EA? It says it's presented by, and we're included in that. So what does that mean?
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.